Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. North Korea fires missiles. Authorities say North Korea fired two short-range missiles into the East Sea in an apparent protest against joint U.S. and South Korea military exercises launched elsewhere in the region Monday. South Korea says its military remains vigilant against any additional launches as it maintains the readiness posture. North Korea has long demanded that Washington and Seoul stop the annual military drills, which Pyongyang has called a dress rehearsal for a northward invasion. Tens of thousands of people marched in central Moscow Sunday to mourn the murdered opposition leader Boris Nemtsov. Organizers say 70,000 people joined the tribute, but Moscow police described the crowd as much smaller at about 21,000. Nemtsov was shot and killed on a bridge near the Kremlin while he was walking home from a restaurant last Friday night. Police are hunting for those responsible for the shooting. He was to have led an anti-war and anti-Putin rally Sunday in Moscow. An Iraqi coalition of government troops and militias started a highly publicized offensive to push Islamic State militants out of the city of Tikrit. The country's prime minister and commander-in-chief Haider al-Abadi announced the operation on Sunday. He called on Sunni tribal fighters to abandon the IS group. The Syrian watchdog group says 21 Assyrian Christians abducted by the Islamic State have been freed. They were elderly men and women. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights made the announcement. Local militias say at least 150 people were taken when Islamic State militants attacked villages along the Khabur River in northeast Syria last week. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will be delivering a controversial speech Tuesday before a joint meeting of the U.S. Congress. It comes amid heightened tensions between Israel and the Obama administration. VOA's Scott Bob reports.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he must address the joint meeting of the U.S. Congress, despite criticism at home and abroad that it is causing a serious rift in U.S.-Israeli relations. The U.S. and five European powers are in tough negotiations with Iran over a deal that reportedly would suspend Iran's nuclear weapons program in exchange for the lifting of sanctions against it. Mr. Netanyahu said Sunday that his trip is a crucial, even historical mission, and he is going as the messenger of all Israelis, even those who do not agree with him. Scott Bob, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Mr. Netanyahu says a nuclear deal is too lenient with Tehran and will allow it to make a nuclear bomb that will endanger Israel, an accusation Washington denies. The Obama administration opposes his appearance, saying it comes just 2 weeks before Israeli elections. It could be seen as U.S. meddling in Israeli politics. Mr. Netanyahu is seeking a fourth term. The speech was arranged by opposition Republicans without the support of the Obama administration. Mali's government has signed a preliminary peace deal with some of the country's northern separatist groups, but the main Tuareg rebel alliance is asking for more time for consultations before agreeing to the accord. The UN brokered deal has ended ending decades of instability in northern Mali. Rwanda's attorney general says the government in Kigali is working with international partners and organizations to pursue perpetrators of the country's 1994 genocide. About 800,000, mainly minority Tutsi, were killed during the country's 100-day massacre. Attorney General Busingye Johnston says the government will not relent on efforts to ensure victims and survivors of the genocide receive justice. Uruguay swore in Tabaré Vázquez as the country's new president Sunday. Mr. Vázquez took the oath during a ceremony at the National Assembly. In a speech, the new president called for dialogue on issues facing the country, such as improvements to public education, health, and housing. Two American astronauts at the International Space Station took a two-hour spacewalk, completing the third such mission in just more than a week. The U.S. Space Agency says Terry Virts and Bush Wilmore finished routing 244 meters of power and data lines. They were all needed in order to allow the next generation of spacecraft to dock with the orbiting space station. And once again, authorities say North Korea fired two short-range missiles into the East Sea. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.